This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. State Department announced Friday Secretary of State Antony Blinken has postponed a planned high-stakes weekend diplomatic trip to China as the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden weighs a broader response to the discovery of a high-altitude Chinese balloon flying over sensitive sites in the western United States. That abrupt decision came despite China's claim the balloon was a weather research airship that had blown off course. The U.S. Defense Department rejected China's claims it was not being used for surveillance.
We know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, Pentagon press secretary, says the Chinese spy balloon had moved eastward and was over the central United States. European Union leaders met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Friday, bringing the promise of new sanctions against Russia, but likely dashing Ukraine's hope for swift EU membership. The head of the group's executive commission, Ursula von der Leyen, arrived in Kyiv by train on Thursday. A symbolic journey to demonstrate support for Ukraine ahead of the first anniversary of the invasion. Ukraine's defense minister said new tanks supplied by NATO countries would serve as an iron fist in a counteroffensive by Kyiv to break through Russian defense lines.
Тобто ми будемо використовувати як сталевий кулак, iron fist, для того, щоб пробивати відповідно їх лінію оборони.
He told a news briefing with his Polish counterpart that Western supplies of artillery were vital for Ukraine to weather Russia's own attacks in the south and in the east. Find more at